Hey everyone, Sarah here. Welcome back to Sarah's Tech. This is our International Edition, Season 1, Episode 3. And wow, I hope you are ready today. We are on a real roll in the studio. The tech world is changing so fast, it makes your head spin. Today, we talk about data wars. We talk about a major fight between Europe and big tech. We look at a brand new European social network, and we look at a protocol that is breaking down all open walls on the web. Sitting right across from me is Markus. He looks like he did not sleep a lot, but he has his coffee. Markus, are you ready for this marathon?
It's Ford Investor. Hello, everyone. Yeah, you are right. I am a bit tired. The data sheets this week were long, very long. But, well, this coffee is doing its job. I am completely ready. We have some incredibly big things to talk about today. The web is shifting. It is shifting right now. But not only the web. Let's think back for a second. Look at your phone. Think about exactly 1 year ago. We sat right here in the studio. We got really heated. We talked about WhatsApp. Remember the big announcement from Meta? They said they wanted to put ads into the status section.
Everyone was in total panic. We predicted the end of the clean ad-free messenger. Now look at your phone today. We have June 2026 now. I scroll through my WhatsApp status, and what do I see? Absolutely no ads, no banners. Markus, did we completely lose our minds back then? Did we fail our prediction?
Oh, no, not really, Sarah. We did not fail. We just forgot one important player. We forgot the European Union. The timeline was actually wild. Let's look at the facts. In June 2025, the boss of WhatsApp, Will Cathcart, officially confirmed the plans. He said, yes, ads are coming. They want to put them in the status section and in the channels. But then, the Irish Data Protection Board stopped them. They told Meta, not in Europe. Meta had to promise to wait until 2026. They had to clear the legal doubts first.
Right. I remember that statement from last summer. We did not follow that with another podcast episode. Shame on us.
But then things got aggressive. In March 2026, Meta released an official report, the DMA compliance report, and they changed their tone completely. They said the launch of ads in the EU is now imminent. That means it is coming any day now, and they are fighting dirty. The EU Commission gave Meta a huge fine, 200 million euros.
Whoa, but they paid with a smile, right?
Not sure. Problem was violation of data tracking restrictions. And Meta said, no, we will not pay. They are taking the EU to court right now. They refuse to drop their tracking models. We do not know how much money they lose if they can't show ads in Europe. Meta doesn't report the figures app-wise. If things work well, they give some run rates in earning calls. But it is not separated and therefore hard to guess what WhatsApp delivers. But we are talking about billions, not millions per year, quite sure.
It is a real war.
And it got even crazier this week. Just a few days ago, the EU Commission hit Meta with a massive injunction, a legal emergency block. Here is why. Back in October, Meta blocked other AI models like ChatGPT or Claude from the WhatsApp Business API. And since March 2026, they charged huge fees if companies wanted to use external bots. Meta wanted to force everyone to use Meta AI. But this week, the EU said, stop, this is illegal, you are a gatekeeper, you must allow competition for free. Meta is furious, they are appealing the decision right now.
Wow, the front lines are burning. It is pure chaos behind the scenes. And this regulation pressure changed how the apps work for us in Europe, right? If you open Instagram or Facebook today, you get three strange options. Let's list them for the moment. Option one is the old deal. You get the app for free, but Meta tracks everything you do. Every click, every photo. Option three is the paid model. You pay 3 to 4 euros a month. Then you have no ads and no tracking. But Markus, talk about option two, the compromise option. That one is pure psychological terror.
Oh, it really is psychological terror, Sarah. Option two is the less tracking model. It is free. Meta does not use your private data for ads. But, well, they still want to make money. So they built a new feature. They call them ad breaks. These are videos. They pop up while you scroll. You cannot skip them. You have to watch them. They literally steal your time because they are not allowed to steal your data. It is a very aggressive strategy. And they are testing this right now in the UK too. The UK is out of the EU, so Meta has more freedom there. But even British users are getting angry about it.
It drives me crazy. But it shows a big problem. We have no digital sovereignty in Europe. We just sit here and watch a US company fight with our lawyers. We do not have our own platforms. Every time we type a message, the data flies over the ocean. If you are listening right now, you might want to leave WhatsApp completely after all this drama. People always tell you to use Signal or Telegram. But today, I have a different tip for you. Let's talk about Matrix. Matrix is not a normal app. It is an open source protocol for chatting. It is completely decentralized. No single company owns it. And this brings us to a huge topic. It is called data sovereignty.
Data sovereignty is a good point, Sarah. You want to explain that deeper?
Data sovereignty means you own your data. You are the boss. Right now, with WhatsApp, Meta holds all your messages on their servers in the US. They can change the rules anytime. They can look at your metadata. With Matrix, you decide where your chat history lives. You can even host it on your own server at home. Or you choose a provider you trust in Europe. No one can lock you out of your digital life. No one can steal your text. To use Matrix, you just need an app. We call it a client. The best app right now is called Element, and they have a newer version. It is called Element X. It is super fast. It feels just like WhatsApp or Telegram. It is smooth and clean. But Element is not exclusive. If you do not like the app, you just download a different Matrix client from the App Store. Your account still works. Your friends are still there. You are never locked into one corporate system. Check out Matrix and Element X. It is the easiest way to get real data sovereignty today.
It is nice for our privacy, I like that. But it shows a bigger problem. We have no digital sovereignty in Europe. We just sit here and watch a US company fight with our lawyers. We do not have our own platforms, no social platforms. Social media is owned by Meta or TikTok, meaning ByteDance, based in China. Every time we type a message, the data flies over the ocean or down to Peking. But there might be hope.
A new player is coming. It was presented at the World Economic Forum in Davos. It is called WSocial. Markus, wanna tell us about this project? Who is building this?
This is a very interesting project, Sarah. It is not made by a boring government office. It is built by a Swedish company. The name is WSocial AB. They are a branch of a major climate platform called We Don't Have Time. And they hired some real tech experts. The CEO is a German lawyer. Her name is Anna Zeiter. She used to be the chief privacy officer at eBay. Think about that. The boss is a data protection specialist. That means privacy is built directly into the foundation. It is not just a marketing slogan. Even the branding is smart. The W stands for We and the big journalistic questions. The logo has two interlocking letters. They stand for Values and Verified.
I love the roadmap. I saw they will host some launch parties. Guess the launch is very close. The public beta should start on June 17th, 2026. That is in just a few days. You can go to the website right now and join the waitlist. I already secured my handle. But let's talk about the features. It is totally different from Twitter or Instagram. The biggest feature is no bots. None. How do they do that, Markus? An identity check sounds scary.
Well, It sounds scary at first, yes, but the technology is clever. They use an absolute rule: verified humans only. You download a separate app. It is called W-Identity. You scan your ID or your passport. But, and this is the important part, that scan never leaves your phone. It happens completely locally on your device. They use a mathematical method called zero-knowledge proofs.
Wait, explain that simply. Zero-knowledge. How can the system know who I am if it does not save my data?
Imagine you have a secret key to a door. I want to know if you have the key. But you do not want to show it to me, so you just walk through the door and come back. Now I know you have the key, but I never saw it. That is zero knowledge. The app tells WSocial, yes, this is a real, unique human. But it does not tell them your name, your age, or your passport number. You can stay completely anonymous or use a pseudonym on the platform. But the platform knows for sure there is a real human sitting at the screen. This kills all automated bot networks and troll armies with one single strike.
Sounds brilliant! It fixes the worst thing about modern social media. No more anonymous hate storms from fake profiles. And the technical backend is even more exciting. They are building this on an open, decentralized system. It is called the AT protocol.
Not everybody likes the idea of pushing another open protocol. We already have the Fediverse protocol, so there are some critics. We will post another view in the show notes.
Yes, I remember. An Italian filmmaker, activist, I guess, and blogger. She wrote posts titled "The Untold Story About WSocial: Unconventional Beginnings, Strategic Pitches, and Conflicting Signals." See it in the show notes. And now a quick word for our sponsor of the week. Let's talk about building websites with AI. If you check social media right now, everyone is talking about platforms like Lovable. And yes, they look amazing. You write a simple text and boom, you get a full application. But what happens if you want to change something on your finished site later? Usually, with tools like Lovable, you have to use a chat. You tell the AI, change this button or move that text. The AI then rewrites the code. But here's the problem. Sometimes the code breaks. You get a small error and suddenly your whole layout is a mess. It is like a house of cards. When one piece moves, everything falls down. In the end, you get frustrated. You throw the old code away and vibe the whole page again from scratch with a new prompt. That is just exhausting. I found a much better way for this. It is called Site.pro. The team comes from Lithuania. It is a UAB company. And it is a great, low-cost alternative to Wix.com. You can start for free with a few limits, but using a paid version makes the most sense. It is very cheap. Here is why it is completely different from Lovable. Site.pro combines AI prompting with a stable visual editor. You work with real content, layouts, and shapes. You can create a website from scratch with a prompt, yes. But if you want to change a single element later, you do not have to rebuild everything. You just change exactly that piece, like a form or a box. The rest of your layout stays completely stable. No breaking code, no surprises. They even have e-commerce functions for online shops. No expensive subscription traps like the big tech giants. Check it out at Site.pro. It is a smart tool for your daily workflow. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back.
Let's look at this AT protocol discussion for under a few minutes. There might be a lot of confusion out there right now. Developers keep asking us, is the AT protocol part of the Fediverse? And we have to say very clearly, no, it is not. Markus, clear up the confusion. What is the difference between the Fediverse and this new ATmosphere?
Well, you have to separate them neatly. The Fediverse uses a standard called ActivityPub. That is what Mastodon uses, or PixelFed, or Threads from Meta. The AT protocol is a completely separate network. We call it the ATmosphere. But if you are worried about a split, do not be. Both systems are open source, so developers build digital bridges. There is a tool called BridgeFed. It works like a real-time translator between the two systems. So a user on Mastodon can follow a user on WSocial or Blue Sky seamlessly. They can like posts and comment across the borders. That is the beauty of open standards.
That is great. But the real difference is the philosophy of your data. In the Fediverse, everything is based on your server, your specific community. You choose a server when you sign up. That server manages your identity and your text. If that server goes offline tomorrow, you have a massive problem. Your old posts are just gone.
Exactly, Zara. That is the weak spot of ActivityPub. But the AT protocol separates your identity completely from the server. Your data lives on a personal server. We call it a PDS. If that server provider annoys you or if it shuts down, you just pack up your things and move to a new one. Your identity, your followers, and all your old posts move with you. 100% loss-free. It is tied cryptographically to you, not to the machine.
And another big thing is the algorithm. In the Fediverse, everything is strictly chronological, which can be very boring. The AT protocol lets you choose. You can plug in a custom algorithm from a third party into your app. You sort your timeline exactly how you want it. Plus, it has a global open data stream. They call it the fire hose. Every single post flies through this stream in real time. That makes global search fast and open for everyone.
This open structure is triggering a massive wave of new apps right now. It is like a gold rush for developers. The WordPress community just got a major milestone. Automattic released an official plugin called Atmosphere. If you run a WordPress blog, you install it, and your articles feed straight into the protocol in full text. And look at the other services popping up. There is Skylight. It is a short video platform, like TikTok, but running on the open protocol. It is backed by Mark Cuban. There is Flasses for photos, which looks like Instagram. For long articles, you have Leaflet. There is Black Sky for the Black community. Even Flipboard works with it now. And Tangled is an open alternative to GitHub for code collaboration.
This is an absolute explosion of creativity, yeah? But let's talk about why this is a massive chance for our listeners, the publishers, the creators, the webmasters. For 20 years, we lost control. We gave our content to closed silos like Facebook or Google. We became dependent on their algorithms. If they changed a rule, your traffic died overnight. The AT protocol gives us four massive strategic levers to take back control.
Let's look at lever number one. Your own domain is your handle. In the old web, you are facebook.com/yourname. You don't own that profile. If they ban you, you are gone. In the Atmosphere, you use your own website domain as your handle name. You verify it via your DNS settings. This increases trust instantly. Users know it is the real you because the handle matches your official website. The value of owning a domain is skyrocketing again because of this.
That is a huge branding shift. Lever number two can be the fire hose syndication. We used to have RSS feeds, but normal people never understood how to use them. And social networks hate external links. They throttle your reach if you post a link to your blog because they want to keep users in their app. But with the open protocol, your new article hits the global fire hose instantly. Every app and search engine in the network reads it natively. No algorithmic shadow banning.
Yes, full distribution. And lever number three is my absolute favorite. Custom feeds as a business model. If you are a niche publisher, you can build your own sorting feed. You curate not just your own stuff, but the best posts of your entire industry. Users subscribe to your feed inside their apps. You become the central hub for your topic, and the attention flows directly back to your brand.
Finally, lever number four. Safety from Google core updates. Right now, webmasters live in constant fear. Google changes an algorithm and half your traffic is dead. Or AI overviews steal your clicks by showing the text directly in the search. The AT protocol builds a direct network based on human connection. If someone follows your feed, you are connected. No corporate gatekeeper can turn that connection off.
The web becomes an actual web again. At least it has the chance to.
Wow, it sounds like a tech utopia. Everything is beautiful. Everyone is free. But wait, we do not run a tech cult here. We look at things with cold realism. And if we take off the pink glasses, the reality for normal small businesses is damned tough. The barriers are huge. Let's look at the dark side. Trap number one, the reach illusion. Meta reaches billions of users every single day. The atmosphere is growing, yes, but it is still in the low single-digit millions. If you are a small business, you have to split your hours. Do you spend 3 hours talking to a small tech niche, or do you do classic marketing that actually pays the bills today? For most people, the choice is clear.
Absolutely, Sarah. You have to look at the return on investment. And trap number two is what I call the link dilemma. We mentioned it. The protocol does not block external links. That is true. But users are lazy. They do not want to leave their scrolling app. They want to read the text right there as full, rich text inside the client app. So you might get thousands of views inside the network, but zero actual clicks to your own website. You cannot show them your shop or your ads. You risk becoming a free content slave for other people's apps. That is a massive commercial risk.
That is a scary thought. You feed the machine, but you get no business out of it. And what about the setup? Trap number three is the technical nightmare. Setting up a simple blog or doing basic SEO is easy today. Anyone can learn it in an afternoon. But decentral protocols bring a completely new level of pain. You have to understand DIDs, cryptographic key pairs, and personal data hosting. If you mess up your DNS settings during the domain verification, boom. You can lose your website access and your entire social identity at the same time. A normal business owner does not have this knowledge. Until we have simple one-click solutions, this remains a playground for nerds.
Yes, we need simple tools for normal admins. And trap number four is the absolute worst, the moderation hell. There is no central office, no referee to delete bad stuff. The responsibility for filtering spam, hate, or illegal text sits entirely with the person who creates the feed, or the operator of the server. If you curate a custom feed for your industry and your algorithm accidentally grabs toxic or illegal content, you are legally in the line of fire. Especially in Europe with strict rules like the Digital Services Act. That can get very uncozy, very fast.
Thank you for this grounding reality check, Marcus. It is vital to see both sides. The technology is amazing and clean, but the road to the mass market is rocky. If you are listening out there, what is your take? Are you trying open protocols or are you waiting for W Social in June? Let us know. You can read our notes from today's talk on our Substack. All terms, links, and details are in our show notes. Marcus, thanks for the deep dive.
Always a pleasure, Zara. Thank you. And to everyone listening, thank you for your time. Stay independent, stay performant, and keep building. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Welcome to the screen where the sparks will fly. Sarah's got the gadgets that'll make you sigh. Circuits hum and buzz like a neon glow. Into the magic of Sarah's tech show. She's got drones that dance in the sky so high, smartphones that blink like a firefly, AI whisper secrets only she can know. Let's plug into the world of Sarah's tech show. Buttons clicking, wires ticking, here we go. The future's in her hands, watch the current flow. Lasers spinning out dreams in plastic. Her keyboard skills are nothing short of magic. Virtual reality, she makes it real. With Sarah on the mic, you'll feel the thrill. Binary beats sync with the heart of the crowd. Digital the tech world's a stage where her genius will grow. Come ride the wave of Sarah's tech show.